Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You've all received a copy of the published agenda. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Being none?
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the agenda as published. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
We only have one letter, a letter from Frederick Kubler, senior and family, to Alan Holloway, thanking the constable's office for assistance rendered to him and his family in regard to a complaint that they had. Anyone else have any correspondence? If you'll pass it down, I'll be happy to read it.
Any other correspondence from the council? I've been told to say that we're not used to having the minutes done, so that's why I skipped it. So we will go back to the privilege
Councilman
minutes.
Councilman James.
Yay! He will go back
to... Actually, where's Gail? Gail, I'll point Gail, right?
We will go back to the privilege of minutes.
I was trying to cover for him, Rob.
Right.
Of May the 22nd. Any additions or corrections to the minutes of May the 22nd?
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
And
a second by Mr. Phillips to approve the minutes of May the 22nd. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you. I'll try to do better, Robin. Mr. Baker, Administrator's Report.
We have three items for the Administrator's Report. First, Woodland Ferry Crossing. Attached is a copy of a traffic alert from Delaware Department of Transportation regarding the closing of Woodland Ferry during the weekdays from June 18th through July 3rd. Ferry will continue to be operational on Saturdays and Sundays from dawn till dusk, and this is as a result of some work being done on the ferry. Radio Club Field Day. The Sussex Amateur Radio Association and Nanticoke Amateur Radio Club will hold a field day at the county airport this coming weekend, June 22nd, 3rd, and 4th. This field day is a way for ham operators to prepare for emergency communications during emergency situations. Governor Ruth Ann Minner is scheduled to attend at 2 p.m. on June 23rd and make remarks regarding the event. And finally, Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District Public Meeting. The Sussex County Engineering Department will hold a public meeting on Thursday, June 21st at 6 p.m. at the Roxana Fire Hall. The purpose of the meeting is to answer questions regarding the proposed sewer system and rates prior to the referendum and explain the voting rules. All property owners and residents affected by the proposal are encouraged to attend. For more information, contact the engineering department at 855-7719. Thank you.
Mr. Godwin?
Present members of council, as you know, the General Assembly is getting very busy this late in the season, and they're just as busy with us as they are everybody else. In any event, today is the day for House Bill 30. I and Mike Izzo are going to go to Dover as soon as your meeting is over. to testify on the House floor because we were promised by Majority Leader Cathcart that the bill would be worked today. We don't want the bill to pass because in its raw form, the bill would require us to possibly turn off the West Rehoboth sewer plant. We think that it's reckless legislation, but anyway. There are six amendments proposed with this bill. Two of those amendments would allow us to continue our operation at Wolf Neck, and one of the amendments would allow us to even expand the spray area at that location some. So Mike and I will be going up today to work vigorously against House Bill 30. Tomorrow there will be a committee meeting. The Transportation Land Use and Infrastructure Committee will meet tomorrow to discuss House Bill 111 and House Bill 186. I have copies for you of 186 because it's very brief and I wanted you to see it. House Bill 111, as you remember, is the bill that would take away our transfer tax on certain land use approvals. House Bill 186 simply says you can't make those approvals. So it takes the authority away from you.
What was that House Bill number again?
186.
Anything at level four.
Yeah, House Bill 186 is very simple. It says the county governments shall not approve any subdivision of property other than a minor subdivision in any area of the state which is outside any county growth zone as delineated in a certified comp plan. So this bill goes, you know, it doesn't go right around the taxes. It simply takes your authority away. So that's going to be discussed tomorrow in committee. If any of you would like to go with me, I would greatly appreciate the help.
What time is that tomorrow?
I don't have a time yet. They don't have it on the computer. I've been following this committee for weeks, and they haven't shown it on the computer yet with a schedule. Today, when I'm in Dover, I will attempt to get a time and a caucus room in which this meeting will be held.
I presume they're aware, in my opinion, this is a condemnation bill of taking away the rights of a landowner to develop even 2 units the acre, which he's had since the beginning of zoning. You know, the ones I've talked to, I've tried to stress that. Are you aware that, you know, you're saying that counties or municipalities can do zilch, nothing, and you're taking away their rights? So, and certainly this council is supports land rights, and I think most of the other counties do. To me, it's going in the opposite direction.
Correct. It would clearly have the General Assembly making land use decisions, and I really don't think they want to get into that, but that's what it would do.
Well, maybe they can do a better job. I don't know.
Well, we watch what they do every session. I really wouldn't say that it's better.
They can't manage your money, so I don't know how they could do that.
Exactly. So 186 will be discussed along with 111. There are three versions of House Bill 111.
Too big.
The original bill, then there are two substitute bills. Substitute number two was drafted by Dave Baker and Jim Griffin. They drafted a bill that was an attempt to correct the bill for Representative Ennis because he's the sponsor of House Bill 111. So they have a version of that bill that suits our needs much better than the previous two. So tomorrow in discussion, we'll find out which one they intend to actually run on the House floor, or they may run some version of 111 and 186. One of the problems with 186 is that its origin comes from Kent County Levy Court.
Have you confirmed that, Hal?
I have confirmed it from a staff member of Kent County Levy Court. So I haven't talked to the person that supposedly brought it forward, but that's the rumor that's going on in Ledge Hall. Okay, so that's today and tomorrow. Also today and tomorrow.
If you let me know what time tomorrow, there's a possibility I could make tomorrow
great
afternoon sometime.
Okay. I'll be sure to do that. Also,
do we need a consensus on 186 or 111? Or?
I think 111 we talked about.
Yeah, I would just say, Mr. Baker, if instead of taking a vote in a consensus, if either councilman is interested enough to take time and go up there, he could speak his own opinion. And, you know, if you think it would be more powerful to say we represent the county council, we can ask for a consensus. But I think I already know what direction that the council is leaning. except one, maybe.
He's talking about you, Vance.
I know.
Okay.
We're just talking about Jim. You talking about you, Jim?
Jim don't vote.
Have I been elevated?
I don't know.
Okay.
Moving
on. As far as House Bill 30 is concerned, I don't want to beat a dead horse with this one, but the facts are we leased the J.G. Townsend Farm in 1996 for 20 years with three 20-year renewals. So we should be in control of that property until the year 2076. 3 years after we initiated that lease, the state bought the farm. So really the state came to the program after we did. So I think we have a strong argument about House Bill 30. Plus, the performance speaks for itself. We've removed over 17,000 septic systems through that treatment plant. So it just wouldn't make any sense at all for the state to require us to turn that plant off. So I know where the opposition is coming from. I want to tell you about two other things that will probably happen in Ledge Hall today. There's an ordinance that Jim Griffin and I have discussed that's probably going to be introduced today that would address the decision in court that was made by Chancellor Chandler a week or two ago overturning Kent County's overlay districts. So there's a piece of legislation that I believe will be introduced today. It doesn't have a bill number yet because it hasn't been introduced. As a matter of fact, Jim needs to make a contact, I believe, with someone before that bill's introduced. So that's probably coming today. And also, there's another TDR bill coming that's going to be introduced today. I have what I think they're going to introduce, but I really didn't want to waste time giving you something that I wasn't certain of. So when I get the document that's introduced, I'll be sure to get it to you right away. I wanted to give you...
Are they still spinning off from the state planning office? Is this the state version?
Yeah. This is the state's version. What I have for you, which I took off the computer this morning, is a summary of the proposed TDR bill. So you can at least look through the summary and see, get kind of a flavor of where they're going with this. The document itself is, I left it in my office, about that thick. It's a very thick bill, which will require some reading and concentrating to understand it. It's very complicated. Let me give you this. This, however, is a summary that came from state planning that should help you understand the bill. That way you don't have to read 40 pages of proposed legislation. When the bill is introduced, I will get you the entire document. Mm-hmm. So, today's business is House Bill 30. Tomorrow's business, also the overlay bill and the TDR bill, those will be coming today. And tomorrow's business will be House Bill 111 and 186 to be discussed. It would be much appreciated by me if any of you who have very close contacts with state legislators would make phone calls after your meeting today about House Bill 30. Because the one thing that these legislators always say is, well, we didn't hear from, or nobody called me, and they go ahead and vote for things. So if you have close friendships with any of our state representatives, please call them after the council meeting and let them know that House Bill 30 is not good for us. Thank you, gentlemen.
One question I had, which I would like to address to council, is regarding this bill that doesn't have a number yet, the purpose of which was to act as a cure to the decision of the Court of Chancery in the Farmers for Fairness case. In that case, as you will recall, Kent County had imposed an overlay zone that's allowed one house for every 5 acres between Route 113 and Route 1 and Route 9, one house for every 10 acres between Route 9 and the coast. That was overturned, and the basis on which it was overturned was that Kent County did not have permission under state law to adopt an overlay zone. That was at least one of the reasons. So this bill contains three sections. The first section is for Newcastle, the second section is for Kent, and the third section is for Sussex. And all three sections are identical in basically what they say. As you know, the enabling legislation that we have now in Title IX, Chapter 6900, authorizes county council to adopt districts or zones, but there is no mention of the word overlay districts or overlay zones. So it's simply adding in those two categories, overlay zones and overlay districts, as additional classifications you can make within any district or zone. So if anyone had any questions about that, I wanted to...
Jim, didn't we put an overlay zone in on Coastal Highway outside of Rehoboth?
Yes, but it hasn't. Those haven't been challenged, and it wasn't our case that was being challenged in Kent, so this is a...
So all they're going to do is put in the legislation now the word overlay, so then it is part of it. So Kent County can just go back and...
So there's no question about the ability to enact an overlay zone.
Okay. They didn't challenge that part of it. They just challenged it. It wasn't in the... The wording wasn't there.
Well, they challenged it on several bases, and one of the reasons for overturning it was there was not adequate legs in the enabling legislation for that's contained in state law. And this is amending state law to make it clear that you can do an overlay district or an overlay zone.
And define permission where it said they did not have permission from whom? When you say just the state or...
Well, right now, the state law for Sussex says that county council has the authority to divide the county into districts or zones and to enact regulations within each zone or district, which will be uniform for each class or kind of buildings throughout any district or zone. Overlay zones would allow some differences within a district or zone to be created. So what they're adding is that to say that in addition to creating districts or zones, the county could adopt overlay districts or zones, and that regulations in one of those overlay districts or zones would not have to be uniform with the other districts or zones.
But the permission is coming from not the Delaware Development Office, it comes from the state legislature,
well,
basically through ordinance or legislation?
Our entire authority to zone comes from the legislature, so this is just expanding state law to make it clear that we can do overlays.
All right.
Do you anticipate significant debate on this piece of
law? Know, I don't know. I didn't really see this until...
Why would anybody oppose it?
Because it
I haven't been told that it will be, but they want to introduce it as early as this afternoon, and I only got this yesterday.
I know there are two versions of that bill. There's one that the governor has already, because I have a copy of the governor's, and I have the one you gave me. So there's two slightly different versions. That's why I didn't think it was worthy to give them until we had an introduced bill.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen
the theory. I'm glad that Jim discussed the theory behind the bill, but I'm hesitant to give you drafts of proposed bills until it's actually been introduced. Then it's a piece of legislation.
One of the attorneys who represented Kent County, Scott Shannon, who's also defended some actions in which our county has been involved, he and an attorney in Newcastle County and an attorney who represents Kent County has been working on this, but it's surfaced very late. I only got this version yesterday afternoon. The first versions I saw only included Newcastle and Kent, and I said, well, if you're doing this, we need to put in all three counties.
To answer your question, Councilman Phillips, I haven't heard of any opposition to this bill, to the concept of granting counties the authority to use these overlays. I haven't heard anyone in Ledge Hall saying they weren't going to work with the bill. So, and since one of the drafts came from the governor's office, I would have assumed that it's going to be relatively widely supported in the past so that the counties can continue with that mode of land use regulation.
One of the concerns of the court in that case was that if you're in the then present state of Kent County Zoning Authority, the chancellor was saying the only way they could have done this was to notify every property owner, and that was a huge territory of thousands of acres. It wouldn't have been sufficient to notify everybody within 200 feet. So they want to make it clear that this can be done through the normal notice and public hearing process as opposed to notifying thousands of residents.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So that's all I had. If any of you have any questions, though, feel free to ask them.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Patty?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm here to present a motion to you for a proposed suburban community improvement project within the private subdivision known as Lockwood. Lockwood's located on County Road 288A, Dorman Road, off of Route 24 near Angola. Attached to your packet is a map showing the project boundaries. As shown on the map, the last phase of the subdivision, since it was just completed within the last 2 years, was not included in the project. On January 30th, 2007, it was determined by County Council that the proposed project meets all the eligibility criteria as outlined in Title IX, Chapter 5 of the Delaware State Law for inclusion in the SCI program. Since that date, a final cost estimate for the requested improvements was completed by the County Engineering Department, and I also have a copy of that in your packet. It includes a hot mix paving overlay on all streets. That's 1 1/4 inches on Pinewood and Maple Streets and 3 inches on all other streets because those two streets were paved within the last 4 years. Some minor drainage repair work in 5 areas, removal and replacement of existing speed bumps, and the installation of paved driveway aprons within the subdivision. This work, including the county administrative costs, the bond and interest cost, is estimated to be $732,179.07. This cost estimate was mailed to all property owners along with an invitation to attend a public meeting to discuss it. We had the public meeting on Saturday, May 12th. At the meeting, the association members present voted to proceed with the project as proposed in the cost estimate and with a 10-year repayment period for project financing. The 10-year repayment period calculates out to an estimated annual rate of $4.83 per front foot. And I've also given you a copy of the front foot table for the project. The average parcel frontage is 98.57 feet and has an annual repayment amount of $476 for 10 years. There's some that are less and some that are more. There's 204 parcels total included in the project area. Our next step is to set date, time, and place to hold an election for this proposed project as required by state law. An election date of Saturday, July 14th, that should be 2007, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Sussex County's Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility will be formally established with your approval. A notification of the date, time, and location of election, a final cost estimate, and the front footage table with the 10-year rate showing the proposed annual repayment amount for this rate will be mailed to every property owner. And we will also do a notice of election, advertise that in the local newspaper, and post it within the subdivision as required by state law. At this time, are there any questions concerning the project?
I guess I see you were Patty, where you got, you're proposing a 10-year payback.
Mm-hmm.
But they could go with 15?
No, they actually voted at the media, public meeting to go ahead and go with the 10. We presented both to them.
Okay.
They had the option to prepay.
Right, up front.
At any time.
Right. And that's what the lump sum payment shown on the estimate for.
$36.
Uh-huh. Any other questions?
Just FYI for the council, parcel 162 and 163. No relation to me, and not me, so I don't have a problem with it.
I didn't even notice that. You're right.
That was pretty cheap anyway.
Yeah. I'm not able to afford it.
Yeah.
You have a motion?
Yep. If there's no other questions, I'll go ahead and present it. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council authorizes an election to be held at the Inland Bay's Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility located at 29445 Inland Bay Road, Long Neck, Delaware, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Saturday, July 14, 2007, for the purpose of allowing property owners and residents of Lockwood Subdivision, Indian River Hundred, to consider the financing of suburban community improvements as regulated under Title IX, Chapter 5 of the Delaware Code, and having an estimated total project cost of $732,179.07 to be financed over a 10-year period with an estimated annual cost of $4.83 per front foot.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion from Mr. Jones, second from Mr. Rogers to adopt the motion. Approve the motion just read by Mrs. DeTola. Any questions? Cool.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It's now past the time.